possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, Shedeur Sanders is your third-string quarterback, not Bailey Zappe. Expected. We kind of assumed that.
Yeah, it would be hard to have, though. I mean, that doesn't make any sense that your practice squad quarterback would be your number three.
Well, what if you brought him in here to be your number three quarterback because you're going to make a move?
Yeah,
Kevin
I guess.
Said no.
I just don't. It's kind of hard to look at it that way. But in normal circumstances, right? In normal circumstances,
yeah.
He made it sound like he's just here. He's just kind of here. So it'll be your practice squad quarterback. No one asked him though if he would be the scout team quarterback. So I don't. That's. What else did he say? I wrote down a couple notes. Oh, he named the captains today.
Yeah.
So
you'd expect.
Did I miss one? Miles Garrett, Denzel Ward, Corey Bjorkes. Did he say
Joel Bitonio, Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
Interesting that Flacco's a captain. Good for Joe.
Don't you almost inherently have to be a captain if you're a quarterback, though? It's kind of hard not to have.
It kind of seems that way.
It'd be hard to be a quarterback who wasn't a starting quarterback day one. I mean, the general trait of being a leader would tend you to believe that. Miles Garrett's a captain. It means he gets to go walk out for the coin flip. I'm not holding him to any higher standards, though, as far as, like, I don't know. I do as a player, and I do that, but I'm not going back down that road that we were talking about over the last couple of weeks about, you know, he had the opportunity to just kind of say, hey, don't speed, and he didn't do it. I'd still shaking my head on that. I just don't feel like walking back down that road on that story. But, you know, you're a week and a half off. You have the weekend off now. Guys get to take a little breather, and then...
Here we go, baby.
But they're back to work on Monday.
Yeah, then
but
here
they
you
do
go.
Give them a couple days off here, too, so they get one more day of work.
That's just great.
So, what questions are left here as we head into the season? Like, what's concerning? Because you brought in...
Concerning?
Yeah, I'll say concerning.
Let's see. The offense?
Yeah.
Let's see. The defense?
Why am I a little bit optimistic about this team? Because they haven't played a game yet?
The coaching?
Someone's got to help me. Like, I'm mildly optimistic.
You know why
about
you are,
team.
Andy?
Because I'm a Browns fan? Because I'm an idiot? I don't know why.
Because you know the value of defense. And you expect this defense to be pretty good. That's where I have optimism. I think this defense is going to keep the Browns in a lot of games. And I'm real hopeful. I'm not going to say optimistic. I'm not going to say confident. I'm going to say hopeful. That the offense can produce enough to help the defense win some games. This offense isn't going to win games for you. I just don't want the offense to lose games for you.
Why do I feel like we're talking about a Guardians game?
Because you were listening yesterday when Dan and I did that very thing.
Oh, are you serious?
I compared the Browns of this year to last year's Guardians. You should be listening.
I'm sorry. I listened. I heard your great interview in the beginning.
I compared the Browns of 2025 to the Guardians of 2025. Defense is pitching. Offense is putrid. But somehow just enough to keep you hanging. And if the Browns can get just enough offense.
Who's Jose Ramirez?
Just enough offense.
Do you have a Ramirez on this team?
Hey, his name's Myles Garrett.
Yeah, on offense.
Yeah, his name's Myles Garrett.
Oh. We could win more games with pick sixes than any other team in the history of the game. It might be the other way, though. That's a problem. As long as Joe's not throwing
them. I'm sorry. If Travis Hunter can play both ways, I want Myles lining up at tight end or fullback. Let's go.
Fullback doesn't sound like such a bad option, does it? Tell me, I'd be a little petrified if I was on the other side. I saw Myles coming at me.
Well, he would hurdle you.
With four or five steps to go.
He would hurdle you.
Now you've got me. Who's Stephen Kwan?
Dan, why did you guys do this to me? Why did we do this?
You did. Weird. I don't know.
Andy.
You brought it up.
Come on back.
You brought it up. What needs to be done between now and Cincinnati then? I don't know if there's anything else they're going to do to the roster.
Can I tell you what needs to be done?
Practice? Well, they're taking a couple days off.
No, Quinshon Judkins needs to be done.
Why can't we get an answer on this?
Can we get this figured out? If the NFL is going to do something, I hope they get an answer. I hope they sign him to a contract. Before anybody gets all hot in a biscuit about, well, you shouldn't sign that guy to a contract and blah, 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 blah. Sorry, it's going to happen. Get him signed, accept the punishment, whatever it's going to be, and let's go.
Where are we with this thing? Are we just sitting here waiting for the league?
By the way, I also think that the Browns can run the football.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Football.
Waiting on the league for Quinshon Judkins. We're waiting on the league for Isaiah Bond. Waiting on the league for Devin Bush.
But they're moving forward with Bond and Bush. Like, I don't feel like there's hesitation that they will play week one. Do you?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Absolutely. We've been down this road before with the NFL. They'll make a ruling probably at some point over the weekend. Probably knowing our luck, it'll be Friday at about 5 o'clock.
That's when they normally do their news dump, right?
Yeah. And I think you'll just have an, all right, here's the list of suspensions. Because I don't think they would let those guys play week one and then suspend them for week two, week three, week four, and so on. Right? Don't you think they just get it done early?
You'd hope that they would say before the season starts. Do you think the Browns know what this is going to be and they just haven't announced it yet? Or do you think they're truly waiting like we are to find out what's going on with Judkins? I still don't understand, like, the legality part of it, the giving up a right to a speedy trial part of it. Like, I'm trying to still figure out all the little minutiae parts of the story for Quinshon Judkins. If there's no lawsuit, okay, let's go. Let's keep going. At some point, they got to let him, right? We're all living in limbo here.
No, we're not living in limbo.
We are for him.
Well, him.
There's no contract. There's no. But I think
We have Dylan Sampson. We have Jerome Ford.
Okay.
You've got Rocket Sanders to go along with Shadur Sanders. You've got running backs. You're going to give them the ball. I'm sorry. If the offensive line does the job, Dylan Sampson will do a fine job. Jerome Ford will do a fine job. Rocket Sanders, who's interesting, and go look at some video of him, will do a fine job. They'll get it done if the offensive line is healthy and does its job, and I expect it to. And then Joe Flacco can throw the occasional deep pass to Jerry Jeudy on play action. It'll be great.
Jim is in Strongsville. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Listen, Jeff, I got to take umbrage with you.
Go.
I'm assuming you're going to say that, well, that's not what I said, but this is what you said. I mean, why are you assuming that the Browns' offense is just going to be putrid? It's a brand-new quarterback. And actually, at times last year, they were pretty explosive when Jameis Winston actually passed the ball well. I don't know why the assumption would just be that they're going to be awful. They might end up being awful, but we don't know that.
It was in our little comparison there with the Guardians, was it not?
I know it was. I take an umbrage with the use of the word putrid.
You're not a Three Stooges fan? You're not a Three Stooges fan?
I'm just
Curly's favorite word.
I'm just not a fan of not being completely 100% optimistic before we play a single game this year. Now, I might very well be all angry after the first game, walking back to my car from the Bengals game, half sloshed, calling Dan and having Dan tell me to watch my language before I get on the air.
But I think factual statements.
Jim, I think their skill position talent is subpar. And I hope that they're able to run the football well. I think the running game will be the key to the offense.
I mean, I have some high hopes for some of these younger receivers that showed flashes in the, you know, showed flashes last year. Yes, they got to take the next step, but I have confidence in that. I have confidence in Njoku. I have confidence in the kid from Bowling Green. I mean, the offensive line, if it stays healthy, probably one of the best in the best in the league.
If it's healthy, I agree with you. I think they could be very healthy. Good.
But you know, I'm not I just can't. I'm too old. To
I can't either. That's my whole point here. Is there something wrong with us that the whole world's telling us this is not supposed to happen, this isn't going to look good, and then you know what? If they beat Cincinnati week one, which is always a possibility against Cincinnati, I don't know why, for some reason we have their number, we're all going to be like, oh, we were so wrong about this offense. Oh, I told you the defense was good.
Andy and Jeff, I'm not interested in this lose as many games so you get the number one pick for a quarterback.
Yeah, neither am I.
I'm not either.
Play the season out, do the best that you can. Here's my biggest reason why. More times than not, the first quarterback taken off the board doesn't end up being the best one in the draft. It's probably like 10, 20% of the time, the first quarterback taken off the board ends up being the best one. We were told Bryce Young was hands down the best quarterback in that draft. What would you rather have him or C.J. Stroud?
Yep.
Would you rather have Lamar Jackson or Josh Rosen? I mean, you can go back and forth with all of this. Like, look, I get it. You got to get one in the first round, but it's not end all be all to have the first one. My take is try to win and take a quarterback wherever you're at.
You got it, Jim. Thank you. Appreciate it, Jim.
It's hard to be optimistic about an offense that couldn't score 16 points a game last year and didn't add big-time talent to the skill positions.
So, I mean,
I'm hopeful they can run the ball.
I harped on that 16-point stat over and over and over again. Yet, I'm going to be optimistic until somebody tells me don't be anymore because I'm tired. I'm tired of sitting here telling me everyone's saying they're going to be the fourth place team in the North and they're going to be this, they're going to be that, they're playing for the draft next year. You know what? I want to see what they have. I can't be alone.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.